Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We begin our program this week, as usual, with our solar activity report. Thanks to the Department of Space Services, that's the Ionospheric Prediction Service, run by the Australian Government in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS reports that solar activity is now at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 81, that's 81, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 22. And those figures are expected to decrease slightly in the immediate future. And they're the lowest figures we've noted for some weeks. That means that high-frequency propagation on long-distance paths over darkness or semi-darkness routes on frequencies above about 12 megahertz will not be very reliable, but daytime services on those frequencies will be much more satisfactory. Now, we have some information concerning propagation and monitoring made here from Melbourne recently, with quite good reception being noted. Good long path propagation observed from the Middle East, Europe, and short path from Americas at one of my favourite relatively noise-free sites at a place called Fifth Hill. That's in the Warrandyte State Park in Melbourne's outer east. The day was extremely hot, 36 degrees, unusual for early October, a total fire ban, bushfires right across the state of Victoria, dust storms and high winds. So this spectrum occupancy summary was made in the time span 0332-0400, that's 1430-1500 local time here in Melbourne. And the receiver on site was the Eaton E5 and 2 metres of antenna. Now what did we hear? Let's have a look. 11580, the Overcomer Ministry from WRMI in English. 11620, All India Radio in Urdu. And 11660, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Arabic. And other Iranian frequencies noted in this time period were 11750 in English, 11760 in Azeri, 11970 in Arabic, and 12070 in Dari. On 11780, we noted the Voice of America using the relay facility provided on a brokered arrangement by the Vatican Radio at Santa Maria di Galleria in English. And on 11825, Radio Romania International broadcasting in English. Radio Havana, Cuba on 11840 in Spanish. And WEWN, the North American Religious Broadcasting Station, on 11870 with Spanish. And the BBC from the Oman transmitting station, Persian programming on 11895. And an interesting frequency is 11960, Deutsche Welle from the Yerevan, Armenia, brokered relay with transmissions in Swahili to Africa. And on 12035, Diwa Radio, broadcasting in the Pashto language, broadcasting from the Kuwait transmitting station. So quite good reception here in Melbourne recently on the 25-metre band in our early to mid-afternoons, with good signals, good long-car signals from Europe, Africa and the Middle East. Now, some schedule information. Information from the High Frequency Coordination Committee, which develops the master plan for international broadcasting. Two schedules are issued during the year. These frequencies are listed by the HFCC for some transmissions in the bottom part of the 21 megahertz band. That's the 13 meter band. Let's have a look and see what we can find. 21455, Radio Free Asia, from Tinian Island in the Marianas, broadcasting in Tibetan, from a 1000 to 1100. Same frequency, 21455, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in Chinese, 1150 to 1250. 21465, another frequency for Radio Free Asia, from Tinian Island in the Marianas, broadcasting in Tibetan, that's 1000 to 1100, and 21470, a traditional frequency of the BBC that uses this channel, 1130 to 1400 in Somali on Sundays from the Dubaya relay station in the United Arab Emirates. And the same frequency is used also in Somali from an extended service daily, 1400 to 1500 from the same transmitting station. And between 1500 and 1600, Somali broadcast continues from the Ascension Island relay. Another frequency for Radio Free Asia is 21475 for Tibetan, between 1000 and 1100. From the Marianas, that's Tinian Island, and the transmission is on the air Sundays only. And 21480, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Service, religious programming from the Madagascar relay station at Talata, 1130 to 1145 in Japanese on Sundays, with the program entitled The Lamp of Hope. And English, same frequency, program entitled Call to Worship, 1200 to 1230 on Saturdays. And also 21480, English, Word for the World, 1230 to 1300 on Saturdays. And The Eternal Good News, 1215 to 1230 English on Sundays. Our station broadcasting on 21480, another station, 1600 to 1700 on Saturdays only. Station known as Radio Inya Butatu. Broadcast in African languages such as Kirundi and Kinyarwanda from the Issoudun relay station in France. Now 21485, Radio Free Asia, from Tinian Island in the Marianas. The Tibetan programs are on this frequency, 1000 to 1100 on Saturdays. And 21500, Radio Romania International, English, 0530 to 0557. And 21505, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Arabic programming, 1155 right through to 1457. Another frequency for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is 21505 in Hausa to Africa. That's on the air 1120 to 1150. And another frequency for Iran is 21525, broadcast in Swahili, 0822-0920. And the Vatican Radio, 21550, 0700 to 1030, daily English language services to various areas of the world from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station in the Vatican. And Radio France International uses 21690 for various transmissions from Issoudun in France. They include 1700 to 1730 in Portuguese, 1500 to 1600 in Swahili, 1200 to 1300 in French, 1600 to 1700 in French, and 1800 to 2000 in French, all from Issoudun in France. And at the top end of the 13 meter band, another frequency for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is 21750 in Hausa, 1120 to 1150, and the same frequency for Indonesian, 1220 to 1320. And 21780, Deutsche Welle from the Dabaya relay station in the United Arab Emirates in Hausa, 1300 to 1400, and the highest frequency currently used by international broadcasting stations is 21790, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Swahili, 0822-0920. So activity is scheduled in the 13 meter band. And we note that those frequencies and schedules which I've just given you mainly occur in operation during the daytime period in the service areas. And that's designed to allow maximum penetration of those high frequency signals. That completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.